98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan. Oh,
and this is such incredible news. This lady is coming to Dublin. Duff, she's announced a world tour. It's called the Lucky Me Tour, and she's going to be coming to Three Arena on Sunday, the 6th of September 2026.
I'm obsessed with this.
I'm loving seeing Hillary have a full-blown revival. Yeah. She's back releasing new music, and I love how she's really leaning into the nostalgia of her iconic moments over the years. There's some performance of her on the Today Show in America, or Good Morning America, and she does this dance routine.
Okay.
And it, at the time, went viral because everyone was like, this is so terrible. But she's now doing that dance routine on stage.
Brilliant.
I just love that she's able to laugh about the good times and the cringe times that we've all had. Well, tickets are going on sale on Friday the 20th of Feb at 10 a.m. So next Friday. And that's not all. Her support act is also a bit of a throwback as well. LaRue is the support act for Hilary Duff.
I'm loving all the gigs that are being announced for Dublin at the moment. That the support is like
just
as impressive as the main act.
Yeah, this is it. So really looking forward to Sunday, the 6th of September, 2026.
So, so good. Can't wait for that. Come here. Ashley Roberts has confessed that she made an awful boo-boo a couple of months ago. So it was, you know, Dick Van Dyke from Mary Poppins?
Yes.
He turned 100 back in December.
Yes, I remember that.
But I think it was on the day of his birthday, Ashley Roberts publicly announced that he died.
Oh no.
She's been explaining all with Jamie Theakston.
Oh, I do have some sad news though. Dawson's Creek, Dick Van Dyke has passed away.
Not Dick Van Dyke. Come on, if you're going to do a sensitive moment, if you're going to do an obituary, please. You can't just say Dick Van Dyke. Because
so do you think she just got really confused?
She just
in the
got
moment?
Really confused. It was his birthday. He didn't. He's still with us.
He is still with us.
Did you see him in the,
he's
the Mary Poppins? Well, you did because we went to see it together. The Mary Poppins Returns movie with Emily Blunt is incredible.
Yeah,
we went in Dundrum.
We did, Brendan. Yeah. Sorry, and that was a good few years ago.
It was
ago,
a good few
it?
Years ago, and he Dick Van Dyke was in it
he's
and
phenomenal.
Played like a different role and tap danced, and he was like in his 90s.
Oh my gosh, he's amazing.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Well, good morning and happy Friday to Amy, who says, my little win is that it's midterm break next week, no school run, and I can work from home.
And that's a little win for everyone else now. The traffic will be easier for you next week. Good morning to Jackie, who's in Churchtown. You're on 98 FM. Jackie, happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Jackie, what is your little win this morning?
Oh, I feel a bit silly now because it's not really a little win. It's a bit of a big win.
Oh, come on.
So after years of saving, we're finally getting our house.
Yay!
Jackie!
Do you have the keys?
We're getting the keys next week.
You're getting the keys next week.
Oh, my gosh.
Jackie, a massive congratulations. It's such an achievement.
I know. I'm so excited. Oh. I was saving and then I met my partner and then we're like the Brady Bunch. He brought three human kids. I brought you four kids and now we're moving into our house.
That is so lovely and well worth the wait. The moment you get the keys and you walk in, I'm telling you, there's no better feeling.
Yeah, me and the kids and the dogs, we're going to all sit around on the floor eating food. It's our first night in the house.
Oh yeah, get a nice takeaway and just
Oh, so exciting.
I hear good things about the takeaway at Talis, so that's what we're
going
to do.
Oh,
great.
I love it. Checking out the menu already. Have you picked out, you know, your paint colours and stuff yet, Jackie?
Oh, stop. ChatGPT is my friend.
Yes, getting interior design advice.
Oh, Jackie, congratulations. We're absolutely delighted of you. That's a big little win of a Friday. Okay, thanks for sharing it.
No problem. See you.
Cheers,
have a fab
Jackie.
Weekend, Jackie.
Oh, such great news.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Amazing prizes.
Lucky 13.
Let's get a win.
98 FM.
Well, good morning, happy Friday, and welcome to Matchy Matchy, the most glamorous game on the radio, where just three words stand between you and incredible prizes. If you've never heard Matchy Matchy before, here's how it works. We give you three words, you shout back the first word that comes into your head after each, and if your answers match with either mine or Brendan's, you'll win all of these.
It's Friday and it's time to get your hands on all of these prizes.
Will a €200 grocery voucher.
A motor racing voucher.
A cheese board and candle.
A Dyson Airwrap. A soup maker.
A pair of trader's cloaks.
An Asage gun.
A morning with alpacas.
A meal for two at a top Dublin restaurant.
Ooh. And we're giving you the treatment you deserve with a manicure and pedicure.
Sign me up.
Win, win, win.
With Matchy Matchy.
Sorry, there are so many prizes.
There are so many, almost too many, one might say. We'd love to give them away. Fingers crossed, Orla in Ballyferma can do it this morning. Orla, you're on 98FM. How are you?
I'm all good. Good morning, guys.
Orla, you're doing school lunches at the minute. What's on the menu?
Ham and cheese and a bit of mayo.
Nice. Oh, classic, nice. Classic. Are you a fan of Friday the 13th? Does it mean anything to you?
It never bothered me until about 2 years ago, and Fionnfle decided he wanted to cut up a cornflake box, and I was only like buying a dead sharp knife.
Oh,
and of course he sliced his hand open and he ended up naying.
Oh no. Orla.
Yeah, and on the same day I burnt my hand off the cooker and my son burnt his hand off his girlfriend's cooker.
Stop it, Orla.
So now I'm a bit suspicious. But today I'm feeling a bit lucky.
Yeah, fingers crossed we're about to change.
Lady Luck is here today.
Love and all, the weekend of love.
Oh,
you know?
La la, Orla. Any Valentine's plans?
No, probably just go for dinner or something.
Nice.
Maybe.
Ah, very good. Orla, who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning?
I'm going to give... Bren is missing that boot, so...
Oh,
Brendan.
Orla, I really am. I haven't been in an ages. Thank you so much.
Oh, yep. Brendan, enjoy that. I am causing a ruckus in the studio this morning, right? Okay, Orla and Ballyfermot, let's try get a win in Matchy Matchy. Your first word this morning. Dressing.
Gown.
Dressing, gown. Your second word, face.
Mask.
Face mask. And third word this Friday morning, job.
Job. Let me think about this. Oh God, your mind has gone blank.
I know, it happens when you're on the spot.
Job law.
Do you say job loss?
Yeah, L-O-T, job law.
Job lot. Okay, so we've got dressing gown, face mask and job lot. Are you happy to lock in those words, Orla?
Yeah, it's the only thing that came to mind, yeah, okay.
Okay, we are locking them in and we are fetching Brendan from the soundproof booth. He hasn't been for a while. He's over the moon to be in there. Brendan.
Hello.
So what's changed in there?
Just had a little post-it saying, welcome back, kiss.
Oh, lovely.
I know.
Okay, first word in Matchy Matchy this Friday morning.
Yeah.
Dressing.
Gown.
Second word. Face.
Oh. Oh, there's so many. There's too many choices. I'm gonna say face. Time.
And your third word. Job.
Job. Job. Job ad.
Brendan, have you got a Matchy Matchy this morning with Orla in Ballyfermot? Oh, sadly not, guys. You both said dressing gown, though.
Okay.
After face, Orla said mask, and then job lot.
Job loss. Yeah,
I
very
went
good.
With, I went with getting ready, you know, the dressing gown, the face mask, and I couldn't think of that. Job. I was thinking job secrets, but I was like, oh, no, that sounds desperate.
I was going to say job description, and I was like, that's a really weird thing to say.
Job was really, really tough. Yeah. It wasn't to be, not but it's been fabulous talking to you, Orla, and we hope you have a great weekend and a very lucky Friday the 13th.
Please, God.
Cheers, Orla.
Have a
great weekend. Face wash, face cream, face...
There's many options
I wasn't going to say mask, though.
No, listen, wasn't to be, but maybe next week is our lucky week.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's Big. 98FM. With Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes. 98FM.
Well, Brendan, it's Friday and you've got some very strange stories coming up.
Sure do. Kick it off this morning, I'd like a round of applause, please. For a sheep. Thank you for that. Was that a seal impression?
Yes.
Yeah, lovely. A round of applause for a sheep known as one of the world's loneliest. Very sad. Fiona is her name.
Oh.
And she made headlines around the world in 2023 when she was rescued from the foot of a cliff in the Scottish Highlands.
This rings a bell. I think you may have spoken about this on Brendan's bit before.
So, I think she was living, you know, alone somewhere near the Treasure's Castle. So she'd been stranded there for at least 2 years because the same hiker had spotted her by herself, right? Living alone, grazing away on whatever she could find.
Yeah.
Fiona then was winched to safety during a daring rescue mission and she was taken to a sanctuary because they were like, look, God loves this one now. She's by herself at the foot of the cliff.
Out on her own now.
Yeah. So for the last few years at this sanctuary, the staff have been trying to get Fiona to make friends with some of the other animals.
And does Fiona want to make friends or is Fiona happy on her own? Was that what her wishes were?
I think she may have been very happy by herself.
Yeah.
Because she's no interest in any of the other animals, right? So they had the idea of maybe giving Fiona her own family.
Okay.
In the hope that maybe she, you know, bonds
with
them. That's
a lot. That's 0 to 100.
So through the jigs and the reels, Fiona has now just given birth to two healthy lambs, right?
Okay, right. So she wasn't alone for too long.
She wasn't, no. So she's had a boy and a girl who the farm hope now she will actually like to hang out with.
Yes, okay.
So their next job is to decide what to name the new arrivals.
Mm-hmm.
They have explained that Fiona is named after Princess Fiona from Shrek.
Oh, Cass.
So they're thinking they could name them after their children. So in Shrek, I didn't know this, but Shrek and Fiona have triplets.
Yeah, there's quite a few Shrek movies I haven't seen. Yeah. I love the first two, but there's loads more. I think there's standalone Puss in Boots. But anyway, so what are their kids called?
So their kids, their triplets in Shrek are called Fergus, Farkle and Felicia.
Oh.
So they're thinking they could use two of those to name the boy and girl.
Felicia
and Fergus.
Fergus.
I don't know if Farkle is a boy or a girl.
Yeah, Farkle's very like Farquaad, isn't it?
It is actually.
Yeah.
That's a plot twist coming in the next Shrek movie.
Shrek 5 coming out this summer. I actually think it is coming out soon.
Finally, this morning. Quite literally, this morning. If you've been paying close attention to your TV the last few weeks, you might have noticed the GMB, Lorraine This Morning and Loose Women are all in new studios.
Yeah.
So ITV's daytime programmes, they've all moved home at the start of last month.
Mm-hmm.
So they moved out of much bigger studios, which were in the old home of the BBC. And they're in now a much, much, much smaller space in Covent Garden in the middle of London.
Are they in one room, Brendan?
They are. It is so small that Lorraine This Morning and Loose Women are all in the one space.
Their sets look great still.
Yeah,
they?
So they just changed the screen behind them, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, a source has been speaking to the papers about how they're getting on. Not great, apparently.
Oh no, stop!
So I always love,
it's,
you know,
like
the unnamed
source.
You've
had to move in with loads of new people, though.
Yeah. So the source went on to claim that the building is like Fawlty Towers. The lift keeps breaking down.
Oh no!
Presenters have to share their dressing rooms with guests. The cramped conditions mean Christine Lampard had to get changed in a meeting room.
No, she didn't.
The source says Christine was quote unquote relaxed about it.
Yeah, okay.
Presenters have also had to give up their personal loos, so they all had individual toilets. Individual
dressing rooms. That's very bougie.
Right? Yeah. The fact they had their own toilet. There is only one presenter who's got to keep their own private toilet.
I'm not surprised about this with that annual leave package.
Queen Lorraine is the only ITV daytime presenter who has her own private throne.
She is some negotiator, isn't she?
She really is. The source explained that Lorraine has been, and the quote is, more than happy to share her toilet and that everyone is mucking in together. I love Lorraine.
Oh.
That is Brendan's pitch.
Thanks, Brent.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Now, Brendan, my Instagram algorithm, it's quite mystical at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it always has been, but just especially at the minute.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I was served an ad for a new musical that I wasn't expecting. It's an adaptation of one of my favourite movies. Not Hocus Pocus.
Okay.
A Practical Magic musical is in the works. Have you watched this yet?
Yeah, I have.
Will I remind you about what it's about?
Please remind me.
Okay, Practical Magic was released in 1998. It's based on a book by an author called Alice Hoffman.
Okay.
And it starred Nicole Kidman and Sandra Bullock, who are sisters.
I don't think I've watched it. You've told me and I've been meaning to.
Oh my gosh, well you need to watch it now. Because the sequel's out in cinemas in September.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
And now they're doing a musical. Which I cannot believe is happening. Like all my Christmases have come at once.
This is so on brand for you.
Wait till you hear who's doing the music.
Who?
Norah Jones.
Oh!
As in Come Away with
Me. Yeah. Which is also reminds me of a scene in Love Actually.
Which song does she do
is
in Love Actually?
Is it not When You're One when Laura Linney gets your man back to the bedroom?
Oh, is that?
Is Norah Jones playing then? I think so.
Well, Norah Jones is doing the music for this musical. And Alice Hoffman. So I had to do a sign up situation to get more information.
Oh, go on.
Right? So I did that. Alice, this is what she wrote. Mm. She says, as I was writing the book all those years ago, I always heard music. It's at the heart of the story. And now 30 years later, the novel has become something brand new as it heads to the stage for a musical. So it's all about true love, magic and family. Two sisters who are willing to do anything for each other.
I wonder where it's going to open. Like, is it going to be like kind of this? Will it be America or will it be the West End?
Comes to the board, gosh, at some point.
Fingers crossed it does. So you're getting a Practical Magic musical.
Uh-huh.
And is there did a Hocus Pocus one open already?
There was talk that they might sort of Hocus Pocus one, but the Practical Magic one, I think it really will work because there's a particular scene in the movie where the witches, the two gals and their aunties all get together to make a midnight margarita. Honestly, the film always makes me want to dress in black, a bit of lace, and listen to Stevie Nicks.
You can see the staging already. I love it. Practical Magic musical on the way.
Yeah.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Now, I love hearing about the interiors trends coming for the year ahead.
Yeah, we had a great little win earlier on this morning from a caller whose little win was they are about to get the keys to their house.
Yeah, we were asked about paint colours. Yeah. You know, when you walk into a room, you say, what could I do to transform this space?
Yeah.
Well, wait till you hear this. KitchenAid has announced its 2026 colour of the year.
A colour of the year from KitchenAid?
I know, but you know the way they're...
For like the appliances.
They do nice pastel coloured appliances.
Yeah.
So KitchenAid say that this year is all about spearmint.
Okay. What colour is that?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. It's a soft mint green shade that the brand says is meant to feel calming, uplifting and creatively energising. I've actually looked it up here. It's a gorgeous kind of greeny blue.
Oh, nice.
Is how I would describe it.
Oh and yeah, that looks nice on a mixer, doesn't it?
It's very nice. It looks really good on a mixer. And I think it could look nice as a bedside table, Brendan. Or maybe on a cushion. So if you're looking for some interiors inspiration, have a look at KitchenAid Spearmint. It's quite nice.
I'd say now there's a chance they'll have them in the new series of Bake Off with Nigella. A little collab.
This is it. Yeah, this is it.
Spearmint is in for your kitchen appliances.
Yeah.
Come here, earlier on you were telling us about a new musical that is coming out. You were very excited about it.
They're making a Practical Magic musical. So we're getting a sequel to the film in September. The original movie was released back in 1998.
Yeah.
And the author of the books, series who, you know, created the whole thing. They're making a musical.
So you're very excited for this.
I am over the moon, Brendan.
And you told us who's writing the songs for the musical.
Norah Jones is doing the music for the Practical Magic musical.
Yeah, and when you said Norah Jones, it's a name I hadn't heard in ages. And I was like, I'm pretty sure Norah Jones was the song that was playing when Laura Linney's character got your man back to her bedroom in Love Actually.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure. Pamela's been on.
Is Norah Jones the one that sings Run Away With Me in the Night?
Sorry, Pamela, what a voice.
Run away with me. Is that who?
Yeah.
Or is that Katie Tunstall? I don't know.
Katie Tunstall.
Who's the one who sings about the bikes?
No, you're right. It's Norah Jones.
Come away with me.
Yes, it is.
I will ride.
What a rendition, Pamela. Thank you.
Pamela, what a voice.
There was a period of time where Norah Jones did a lot of movie soundtracks. It was early noughties. There's some movie with Sandra Bullock and Hugh Grant that Norah Jones did.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't know why I did. Is it? Don't know why I didn't call.
I didn't call. Yeah, yeah. That rings a bell.
Don't
yeah.
know why.
Anyway, yeah. I absolutely am obsessed with the fact that Pamela just decided she'd sing to a radio station this morning for all to hear.
Sing it, Pamela.
Pamela, you've made our Friday. We're going to send you some IMC Cinema Passes.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.